these headlines point us back to what really matters. Ordinary neighbors showing extraordinary care. I'm Johann Heinrichs, and this is Neighborly Headlines, real stories of kindness, community, and faith in action across Canada. Let's take a look at what's been happening close to home. Most days, headlines rush past us, full of noise. But tucked inside are stories that remind us community is still Canada's favorite team sport. On the field, on the sidewalk, and around the table covered in fabric and laughter. Today, a kindness rally from a Jays fan, a weekly act of gratitude from newcomers in Moncton, and a circle of belonging on Prince Edward Island. Let's get right into the stories. Extra innings of kindness. A friendly online dare snowballed into real-world generosity after Toronto advanced to the World Series. A Reddit comment inspired Blue Jays fans to donate to Seattle's Children's Hospital. One fan shared the receipt and more followed, posting proof of their gifts. Media reports say well over 100 fans joined in, sportsmanship with maple syrup energy. Meanwhile, at Game 1, a Dodgers fan even received a mid-game delivery of poutine and a Jays hat. Because Canada, rivalry doesn't have to cancel relationship. This is what it looks like when competition takes a backseat to compassion. Turns out winning includes making sure kids in another city get care. So just remember to love your neighbor, even if they're wearing the other team's colors. And now for our second story. Moncton's thank you walks. A newcomer family in Moncton, New Brunswick, a mother and her 14-year-old son, picked up tongs and trash bags and started weekly neighborhood cleanups. They've completed 8 so far, sorting the garbage at home and sharing simple updates online. It began as a way to say thank you for the help they received when they first arrived in Canada. And now it's drawing neighbors into friendly conversation and the occasional thumbs up on the sidewalk. You see, gratitude is a gateway to belonging. These small, consistent acts tidy up more than streets. They tidy up distance between strangers. Before we get into our last story, it's time for Neighborhood Watch. The part of the show where community life gets a little interesting. Because sometimes being a good neighbor means facing the strange together. In one Toronto neighborhood, a woman kept waking up to find an A&W bag of French fries left neatly on her porch. Not once, not twice, but 9 nights in a row. Each bag had the same name written across it, Rodolphe. Her neighbor next door decided to help solve the mystery. Together, they set up a baby monitor, tracked footprints in flour, and eventually went right to the source, the local A&W. The discovery? These midnight fries weren't from some secret admirer or prankster at all, but from a food delivery glitch that kept sending orders to the wrong address. What began as a little unsettling became a running neighborhood joke, and strangely enough, a little reminder that when life gets weird, it's better to face it together with a neighbor. Care isn't always casseroles and kind words. Sometimes it's a neighbor who helps you make sense of the strange, who stands beside you until worry turns into laughter. So what are you doing? Head over to our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook and vote in the poll. If mysterious fries started showing up on your porch, what would you do? Eat them? Call A&W? Start a neighborhood stakeout? Or would you label the porch drive-through closed? For me, I'm going to put a little container of ketchup beside those fries and just see what happens. And now for our last story of the day. Blankets and belonging on the island. On Prince Edward Island, the Native Council's SAFE program is helping off-reserve Indigenous people find community through culture, like blanket-making workshops. Participants say that gathering feels like medicine, a place to learn, share languages, and to become family to one another. Even while living away from their home territories, the program runs year-round across the province and adds wellness activities into the winter. Belonging rarely happens by accident. It's stitched together square by square when people choose to show up with culture, care, and time. Hey, we're made for community. Sometimes the holiest work is holding space at the craft table. These stories carry the same heartbeat. Generosity that moves. A donation clicked in a rival's honor. A weekly cleanup that turns gratitude into muscle memory. A blanket stitched with language and love. And a porch mystery solved shoulder to shoulder. None of it is flashy. And that's the point. Ordinary care has extraordinary reach when we just keep showing up. These headlines remind us that good news is still all around us if we take the time to notice. Do you have a story of care happening in your neighborhood? Share it at neighborlypodcast.ca or join our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Neighborly is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity equipping churches, agencies, and communities with tech and training to care better together. Learn more at careimpact.ca. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this has been Neighborly Headlines, because every story of care deserves to be seen and shared.